Chris Camrani, the Salt Lake Tribune's beat writer for Real Salt Lake. Chris, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on the Morning Drive with TK here on ESPN 960.
No problem. Happy to be here, Tom.
Tonight, let me just get this straight. I think I have it kind of figured out. They lost the first of the aggregate quarterfinal CONCACAF in Monterrey against Tigres 2-0. So tonight, like a 3-1 regulation run of play win for Real won't get it done because the road goal will be weighted and Tigres would advance.
Precisely. So as we saw last night, at DC gave up an early goal in the first 5 minutes, and in order to keep alive, they needed four.
Right.
So essentially, I think an early goal with this scoreline, just the same as it was for DC last night, RSL concedes an early goal, it's all but wrapped up.
Yeah, that's crucial. I was going to get to that. The first goal obviously is important in any game, but it is absolutely vital. If Real gets it, then they're one away from evening things, and then, you know, then it's everything's on the table as they move toward the end of the run of play and regulation, and then they go into a little different than the regular season of the MLS, right? Talk me through if it's 2-2. I mean, if it's 2-0, and then they go on to the next stage of the game.
Right. Yeah. They'll go to two 15-minute periods of extra time, no golden goal, and once you get into extra time, road goals are the weight of a road goal is dissipated. So, if they go to two, if they
oh,
go
doesn't
to extra
count.
Time,
okay,
nope. So if they go into extra time and Tigres takes a lead, RSL could even up and get it to penalties. They wouldn't need to score two if Tigres scored one in extra time.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's the mindset? I mean, Tigres obviously was a more seasoned team. They're early in their season. They're not at the start like Real Salt Lake is, but now everything shifts and it's at the riot tonight in a whole nother world for Tigres and also for Real.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Tigres is beat up a little bit. They've had a run of four games now with two with RSL, but two really massive games in their league down there. They played Club America on Saturday, one of the best teams in Liga MX down there. And then this weekend they have their rivalry match against Monterrey on the road this coming Saturday. And they're beat up a little bit. They're going to be missing some key guys due to yellow card suspensions as well. But as we saw yesterday, RSL, a bug has hit the club. They missed three starters yesterday, missed training, including Javier Morales, Burrito Martinez, and DeMar Phillips, three pretty crucial guys. So it's going to be interesting to see, what shape they're in tonight. If RSL had a shot going into this, they need guys like Morales and Martinez at 100% to give them, that offensive boost that they need that first half in order to chase a goal and put Tigres on their heels a little bit.
RSL beat writer Chris Camrani of the Salt Lake Tribune with us here on the Morning Drive with TK on ESPN 960, previewing tonight's huge second leg of the CONCACAF quarterfinal with Tigres. I'm expecting, correct me again if I'm wrong, I'm a newbie to understanding the nuances of how these games are played, but Tigres will go for a goal, but really they have a luxury of just laying back and really kind of just shutting down and playing defense, right?
Yeah, I mean, that you will see some gamesmanship tonight, some stop, drop, and roll stuff. their first priority will be to minimize any danger on RSL's points. So you're going to see a bunch of time wasting, as we see in soccer, especially in these two-leg aggregates. When a team has an advantage, especially going on the road in the second leg, you're going to see some interesting stuff tonight, I would imagine. So it's going to be one of those things where RSL is going to have to keep their head. These are the mind games, these second legs when a team comes in with a lead and, has the luxury to sit back and just absorb pressure. And unfortunately for RSL, Tigres is an incredibly talented attacking team and can strike on the counter as they've done in Liga MX and as we saw in the first leg they can do. So it's going to be definitely an interesting night in Sandy. I'm expecting... let's just say I'm expecting some weird moments to be perfectly honest.
Stalling and magic sponges and all kinds of things going on. However, if they were to strike early, it would be almost game over.
Yeah, no, if they take an early lead, RSL would need four goals, and I think against that team, as you mentioned, RSL isn't exactly 90 minutes fit, just a month into their preseason.
Right.
it would be a very, very tall task. But if RSL could manage a goal in the first half, you know, take a 1-0 lead into halftime, then you're going to see the pressure on Tigres because, you know, they're going to have to be tasked with protecting a lead, you know, at altitude in a place they've never played. You know, this is a seasoned team. They're the defending Liga MX champions. But, you know, it's different when you go to a place that you've never played before.
That's a great point. And really, for Real, you just want to let the crowd be a huge factor. And that means the first goal, if they get that first goal, then the place is up for grabs and it becomes a real contest at that point.
Yeah, and you know, RSL announced yesterday that this game is sold out. We'll see what kind of turnout they get in terms of, you know, butts in the seats at
right.
kickoff. But yeah, you know, you can't really underestimate the factor of a crowd in these types of games. You know, Tigres is noted for having the best fans in Liga MX, and I think they showed that. You know, I think they sold 35,000 tickets, you know, in a weekday game. RSL is, you know, going to be around 21,000. So, you know, they're going to have to feed off their crowd. And I think if they can, you know, manage a goal and you know, chase that second, they're going to have to really, you know, ignore those heavy legs and, you know, feed off the crowd.
Right. And then let's pretend they move through and they pull this off. What happens? Where's the semifinal? What's that looking like?
I think that they would face Querétaro, who beat DC United. They, you know, CONCACAF takes a while to announce official, you know, dates and times, but it would be anywhere from March 25th through April 18th. They would find a, you know, two weekends or two weekdays for a two-leg series, but it would definitely be, you know, jam-packed. And I think a lot of the teams or every MLS club who was in the quarterfinals saved, you know, one of those weekends open and you know, at the off chance that
right.
they did advance.
Okay, and then back to reality. Real opens the MLS season at Orlando City on Sunday. What's that look like? Obviously, they'll be coming off, you know, a big emotional effort tonight, and then they go to Orlando. How is Orlando's side setting up?
Yeah, I mean, they have a superstar in Kaká. You know, a World Cup caliber player, a guy who's won Champions League, won, you know, all types of leagues all over the world. They missed the playoffs a year ago. They had some, you know, some issues in their front office this past offseason, but they were able to, you know, fortify that team. They got a guy, Nocerino from AC Milan. One of their best players from a year ago missed most of the season with an ACL injury, and Kevin Molino. It's going to be a tough task. RSL's been on the road just so much this preseason. They were in California, then Tucson, then Monterey. They come home for a week, and then they have to, you know, hop on a cross-country flight to face Orlando. So it's going to be a tough task, but, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere at the Citrus Bowl. You know, they generally sell as many tickets as they can down there in Orlando. It is on turf. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, who picks up, you know, any knocks, any injuries tonight. Turf is always a tricky issue, especially with the home opener here against Seattle the next weekend.
A good point. And last thought, just how are some of the new guys, Sonny and Yura Movsisian, well, not a new guy, but a return guy, how are they gelling? I know Movsisian would like to have a couple of his strikes back in Monterey. Look like easy or for him, goals that he should have had, but, you know, that you move on from that. How are the new guys working with Kassar's schemes?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sonny, you know, he arrived the first couple days of February, and a few weeks later, he's starting in the Champions League quarterfinal. You know, byproduct of that is an injury to Luke Mulholland. He picked up a quad injury in Tucson, which was untimely for Luke. But Sonny stepped in, and he was impressive. I think what RSL wanted this offseason in a two-way defensive midfielder who can get forward, but also, you know, be planted next to Kyle Beckerman, stop counterattacks, be calm on the ball, find Javier Morales to get things going the other way. He was impressive, but he's still searching for fitness as well. I think, you know, he came off sometime in the 60th or 70th minute. So that's going to be a big factor tonight is, you know, how long some of these guys can go, knowing that, you know, they need at least two goals. And in terms of Yura, talked to him yesterday. He's the type of guy who likes the pressure. You know, he's played on, you know, some of the biggest stages, you know, World Cup qualifiers, Euro Cup qualifiers. And he, you know, he said yesterday if he counted all the times he's had chances missed, it'd be a pretty long day for him. But he's, you know, a striker has to have a short-term memory. And I think for RSL's sake, it's a positive that you have a guy who's willing to embrace that kind of pressure, be open about it, and you know, want to chase those goals.
come full circle with Chris Camrani, the beat writer for Real Salt Lake. Let me just ask you tonight, would you expect Real to be more pressing right from the jump, or can they work themselves into this match? I guess it's, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You can't let too much of the play go on, and you got to kind of press right away.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big sticking point tonight. You know, what does RSL do those first 15 minutes? Do they just go guns blazing and go for that first goal, press, or do they sit back, be a little more methodical about it the way they usually do? Jeff Cassar said this week he'd like to see the guys, you know, open things up a little bit, maybe be a little more direct in terms of their offensive play, you know, play balls over the top, try to just, you know, mix things up a little bit, get Tigres on their heels, get them a little uncomfortable as opposed to, you know, the meticulous, slow build that RSL is so used to doing offensively. But, you know, as you said, it's going to be an interesting balance because if you go for that first goal, you might leave yourself exposed. Mm-hmm. And you know, as we've talked about, if one goal is buried for Tigres, that essentially does it.
Great stuff. You can follow Chris at Chris Camrani, K-A-M-R-A-N-I, on Twitter. Great follow for RSL and MLS fans. Appreciate you joining us here on our first week. We'll be reading your stuff tomorrow in the Salt Lake Tribune and of course, online. Keep up the good work, and we'll catch up with you soon, Chris. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.